As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and baby, there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Monday, Moon Day, October the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming to July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, my name's still William Roberts, always news, like to say good news, don't find too much good news these days. Hard facts, certainly that, and workable solutions when we can find them and when we can work them in. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone, but you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular of all things and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014. Join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for, as so many do, for guest show topics and news to me by email. What an outpouring over the weekend. At bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. Scarcely got anything else done. Looking at the emails. Anyway, I always appreciate that. And for those without internet access, listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, our postal number here is P.O. Box 96. It's still there. I went there and checked it over the weekend. The little key still works. The door opens. There's still stuff in there, too. P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, 65647, that postal zip zone. And a big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, reallibertymedia.com, channel 16, and talkstreamlive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. Thank them for doing so. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. You can let your fingers do the walking. Anyway, precious metals advance cautiously as the Greek Eurozone uncertainty continues. We'll talk about that in our markets supplements and reports. Occupy This Movement provides headline news. If little else, we'll go there as well. Banking, Money, and the Original of Government, Sir Francis Hutcheson, the Encyclopedias, and much, much more. We'll take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's go back into our market report now. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, went up and got all the numbers, all the specific details, and wrote them down on my chart as I do each and every day for you. And this morning we find gold trading up $2.30 at $1,682.10 a troy ounce in the spot market. Silver up 2 cents at $32.18. Everybody's kind of just walking along cautiously, as I said. Platinum up 17 bucks at $1,569 an ounce, and palladium up $13 at $634 an ounce. But at $1,682.10, your gold is up $310.20 a year for the year at 22.61%. Of course, we're now still off $241.60 from our September the 6th recent high of $1,923.70 in the gold spot market. The lows and the highs in the market this morning, $1,676.80 for a low, $1,696.20 for a high, about a $20 spread in there. The boys in London this morning, the price fixtures, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price for gold at $1,689. We've been there, we've been above there, and we're below there now. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, Moon Day, October the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. Coming to you live, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Beautiful moon in the sky last night. Perhaps you stepped out on a clear night and saw it for yourself. Beautiful as it is. Anyway, back into our market report. Let's close this out for this morning. Again, after trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, found gold trading up $2.30 at $1,682.10. It's right in there hanging around this morning. And the silver is the up 2 cents at $32.18. Platinum up $17 at $15.69. Even, and palladium up $13 at $6.34. Jumping over and taking a look at the Wall Street Journal MarketWatch website, we see out of Europe, we have the FTSE is down, the DAX is off, the global Dow is off. It's all red ink across Europe. We'll probably see that reflected today as the European contagion comes our way. Looks like the Dow is off, the NASDAQ is off, everything's off in active trading right now. But as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we have to carry on with what we do on a daily basis. The SPDR gold shares over the weekend unchanged, continuing this real dogged kind of a lackluster performance in the SPDR gold shares. They claim this morning to be holding 1,227.51 metric tons, valued on this on the marketplace in the spot market at $66.2 billion. The Dow Jones Industrial Average on Friday closed up 166. They've already paired off 104 of that this morning. The NASDAQ closed up 48. They've lost 21 already this morning. And the S&P 500 closed up 21, and they've lost 11 of that as well. The crude oil this morning up 5 cents a barrel at $86.85 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude, as they say, delivered at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. And the U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 36 basis points in early trading at 76.97. And in the foreign exchange rates for our North American Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement, we find the Canadian loonie off 34 basis points. It's green ink all the way across the board, of course, so this little jump upwards in the U.S. dollar index. The Canadian loonie this morning off 34 basis points at 98 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 8 basis points. We're having to grind hard and round up. You know, where it's within reach of the taco shell, I guess, at 8 cents a pop for pesos. The euro this morning off 71 basis points at $1.38. The British pound off 21 at $1.58. And the Swiss franc off strongly 60, down 61 basis points at $1.12, having to round up hard to get to $1.25 or $1.12 as well. In the bond market this morning, the U.S. Treasuries are bonded indebtedness. The yield on the 2 year is at 0.27%, reversing this trend. Now we're starting to move up a little bit in the 2 year. The 10-year yield, the benchmark yield, is up a little bit as well at 2.21. The 30-year at 3.21%. Of course, that impacts the mortgage markets, where we find this morning in the 15-year fixed rate national average continuing to reverse the long, slow decline in mortgage rates, moving up from 3.36% a month ago to 3.49% this morning. And the 30-year moves up as well, moving up from 4.15% to 4.19%, as the mortgage bankers continue to constrict the mortgage rates at a time when America really needs to be able to go to the bank and do business. Anyway, your gold-to-silver ratio stands at 57.27 ounces of silver, bringing you home 1 ounce of gold. Let's go over and take a look at the economic calendar for this morning, where we find the Empire State Manufacturing Survey is out, and we will go into that one. And the Industrial Production Report is out. We'll hit that one tomorrow. The PPI, or the Producer Price Index, will be reported. Goldman store sales will be out. Redbook will be out on Wednesday. We'll go into the mortgage bankers' applications, which follow Tuesday's housing market index report. Then we'll have the consumer price index and housing starts. All of that should set up the week one way or t'other. We're either going up with the European contagion, or we're going down anyway. The jobless claims again will be out on Thursday. Bloomberg's consumer comfort index will be out, and existing home sales will close out the week with a couple of head feds speaking. Anyway, let's look at these reports and see what the real news is. Again, off of the EconoDay website, EconoDay.com, you can see this highlight here, and it says this. Excuse me. Business conditions in the New York manufacturing region are contracting for the fifth month in a row. Need we say more? It's not exactly looking rosy. Anyway, we're supposed to put happy faces on things today, and it's going to be kind of hard to do that. Positives include new orders, which at plus 0.16 show a fractional monthly gain. If you're looking for a positive, you'll have to settle for a fractional monthly gain. Now the negatives. Unfilled orders at a minus 4.49 are contracting for the fourth month in a row. In other words, they have fewer and fewer orders in the in basket. Manufacturers in the region have been keeping shipments and employment up by working down backlogs, which, however, are becoming increasingly thin. And everyone is washing and waxing the floors and polishing their equipment, no doubt. Pressures on both input and output prices are easing, and what is also consistent with slowing conditions. So things don't exactly look good in the Empire State. Industrial production, manufacturing, especially autos, continues to lead industrial production, and I'm sure you're ready to rush right out and buy a brand new $40,000 automobile today, right? Well, yeah, most people share your sentiment. In September, industrial production advanced 0.2%, so they're making lots of Johnny Bull brushes and things like that. Following no change, they had a Barry the Usurper moment last month, originally up 0.2% and a 1.1% jump in July, previously up 0.9%. They're always changing the numbers. That's what they do mostly. By major industry, manufacturing improved to a 0.4% rise after a 0.3% boost in August, previously estimated at a 0.5%, so they had to reduce that one the other direction. The auto component increased another 0.7% after a gain of 1.5%. Well, let's go on. In other major sectors, utilities output fell 1.8%. So we ain't using the juice either. Mining output expanded 0.8%, matching the growth rate for August, so we're still going to the earth and extracting items. On a seasonally adjusted year-on-year basis, overall industrial production was up 3.2% in September compared to 3.3% in August, so that's pretty good. Overall capacity utilization in August improved to a 77.4% from 77.3% in August. Anyway, that's that news. Let's go on a little bit further into the news basket here. Protests show Americans want fair shake. So, as we said, the Occupy This movement provides headline news, if little else, and we'll find out how little this headline actually reveals.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcast.
So as this Occupy This revolution continues to go global, we have this article off of Bloomberg written by an Alan Berger, and it goes on this wise. Occupy Wall Street demonstrations that started in New York show Americans want a, quote, financial system that works, close quote. A financial system that works. And they don't want new banking rules overturned, a chief campaign strategist for the usurper said. At least that's what they said. How much out of touch is that? Quote, I don't think any American is impressed when they see Governor Romney and all the Republican candidates. It's left, right, left, right. I don't think any American is impressed when they see Governor Romney. I agree with that. And all Republican candidates say the first thing they do is roll back the Wall Street reforms and go back to where we were before the crisis and let Wall Street write its own rules, close quote. I don't remember hearing any of that in the presidential debate, especially the economic debate held by Bloomberg, but that's what David Axelrod said in an interview on ABC's This Week's program. That'll be an issue in this campaign. Well, Axelrod, find a job. Backers of the movement say they represent the 99%, a nod to Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz's study showing the top 1% of Americans control 40% of U.S. wealth. So you can give the nod of the cap there, the tip of the old sombrero to Joseph Stiglitz for the 99% deal. Anyway, it's a good slogan, sells well on Wall Street. The usurper said yesterday at an event dedicating a memorial to Martin Lucifer King, of course that wasn't made by U.S. hands, I mean, Chinese artists came in to work that project, I think, that if the civil rights leader were alive today, he'd say, quote, he's putting words in Martin Luther King Jr.'s mouth here, the unemployed worker can rightly challenge the excesses of Wall Street without demonizing all who work there, close quote. However, we really don't know what Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard would have to say about anything. He's been dead a while. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, now this is flip-flop Cantor, who described the anti-Wall Street demonstrations as, quote, growing mobs earlier this month. Must have had some pressure put on him by Sheldon Adelson and the Tea Party group. Maybe the Koch brothers took Eric alongside and said, hey, Eric, change your tune. Anyway, he did. Said yesterday the increasing frustration in the U.S. is warranted. Quote, too many people are out of work, close quote, the Virginia Republican said on Faux News Sunday. Quote, where I'm most concerned is we have elected leaders in this town. He's talking about Washington, D.C., District of Creeps and Criminals, who frankly are joining in an effort to blame others rather than focusing on the policies that have brought about the current situation. And we're going to talk about some of those policies as we go through the news. A New York participants marched past a J.P. Morgan and Company branch on October the 15th and urged clients to close accounts. At least 6,000 gathered in Times Square. Organizers estimated Hong Kong, Sydney, Toronto, and other cities also saw protests, which yesterday turned violent in Rome in what organizers called a global day of action against Wall Street greed. The Occupy Wall Street protests have spread to U.S. cities, including Boston, Philadelphia, and San Francisco. Axelrod also criticized Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney. He's focusing his attack on Romney. Must feel that Romney is the usurper's number one opponent here, for shifting his positions on issues
and said the fundraising leads held by Romney, a former Massachusetts governor, and Texas Governor Rick Perry don't guarantee they'll be the last candidate standing at the end of the 2012 Republican primary season. Quote, this is a funny year. That's so funny, I can't stand it. So I don't know who the final candidates are likely to be, he said. Anyway, there's that one. Let's jump over and pick up this one. Wall Street protests spread globally, gone viral, as Rome turns violent. Francesca Canelli, Esme Dupre, and Maria Kolesnikova, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. Someone brought the biscotti, I'm sure. The Occupy Wall Street protest against income disparity spread across Western Europe, Asia, the U.S., and Canada today. Rome's demonstrations turned violent, contrasting with peaceful events elsewhere. As many as 500 marchers in Rome wielding clubs. Wow. Taking this one up a notch or two. Attacked the police, two banks, and a supermarket. Damn those supermarkets anyway. Sky TG24 reported authorities used tear gas and water cannons. Careful, folks. Pee off the beast and the beast is going to bite back. Londoners were barred from Paternoster Square, the home of the London Stock Exchange. Tokyo protesters demanded an end to nuclear power. The New York police arrested 24 at a Citigroup bank branch and 6,000 gathered in Times Square. Rally started last month in New York's financial district, where people have been staying in Lower Manhattan's Zuccotti Park. There's a lot of story to that Zuccotti Park, and we've covered part of it. They widened to 1,500 cities today. That's Meetup for you, meetup.com. Sydney and Toronto, the organizers said, in a global day of action against Wall Street greed. The world will rise up as one and say, we've had enough. Patrick Bruner, an Occupy Wall Street spokesman, said in an email. Well, just add up all the numbers and realize that we're on this planet with billions of people. Well, there are some protesters out there. Protesters say they represent the 99%. Of course, the 99% didn't elect them. They just kind of appointed themselves. So we have some more unelected boards and councils speaking as if they have authority. Here's a quote. I'm interested in sending a message to support banks that actually support the community, as opposed to those like Chase that took government money and fired workers anyway, said Penny Lewis, who's 40 years old, a City University of New York labor professor. Labor professor. I didn't know they had such a thing as a labor professor. She said she planned to close her Chase account. Wow. I'm sure that she's just going to make Chase tremble on that one. 24 were arrested later for refusing to leave a Citibank branch, the police said, and about 6,000 marched to Times Square as night fell, the organizers said. And there's more, talks about all around violence in Italy. Let's hit this one. Demonstrations turned violent in Italy, where the unemployment rate for 15 to 24-year-olds was 27.6% in August. And any good, man. People trying to get their lives started ain't finding any work. 30 police and 20 protesters were injured in Rome. Those clubs worked. Firecrackers were thrown at the Ministry of Defense and windows of the Casa di Risparmio di Rimini and Posta Italiana S.P.A. were shattered, according to the report. As if we're supposed to know what those buildings were. Clearly, like this is not spontaneous, said James Walston, who teaches politics at the American University in Rome. So we're getting a lot of university professors weighing in on all of this. He said, and he teaches politics. Quote, we've been in a risky situation for months with expectations above all young people falling lower and lower. The potential for violence today with so large a number of demonstrators was very high. Mayor Giovanni Alameno P told Sky TG24 that the worst of Europe planned to meet in Rome. Wow. The worst of Europe planned to meet in Rome. Now the citizens of Rome are those who have become angry, he said. Yeah. It's going on in London, too. This is an interesting sign. The Occupy London Stock Exchange protest drew about 4,000 people.
They had banners and slogans that read, "No bulls, no bears, just pigs. Bankers are the real looters." Huh? There you go.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And I guess, you know, when you got a lot of angst on your mind and lots of time on your hands, I guess a good revolution from time to time helps. Surely makes you feel good. I don't know how many of you have ever been maced in the face or clubbed on the head with a Billy's club, but, you know, for those of us who have been drug off the field by our heels and thrown in buses and hauled off for a 72-hour hold, well, you go through it a few times in your life, then you start to get wise, you know, shouting at buildings and trying to bring down the halls of government or finance. From the sidewalk, you know, it is enjoyable. I mean, you do meet some pretty interesting people. You might even be able to go out on a date afterwards or something, but, you know, nevertheless, if you're looking for real change, there's another change coming, and it's coming at the elections, and we need to participate. This is a participatory sport, you know, politics. It's more than just shouting and marching up and down on sidewalks. Anyway, let's go a little bit further into this. The financial system benefits a handful of banks at the expense of everyday people, the taxpayers, you said Spiro Van Lemnen, I don't know, a 27-year-old public relations agent.
this public relations agent. Wonder if he was paid to be there. I wonder if he was on a public relations tour. The same people who are responsible for the recession are getting away with massive bonuses. Well, no. Like we say, just take out the old Communist Manifesto one time there, Spyro, and glance down through the list. Are you participating in all 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto? Are you? Well, maybe you are part of the problem, not the solution. A few hundred met at the Paris City Hall. According to the BFM TV, thousands marched in Madrid with placards criticizing bank bailouts. In Zurich, about 2,000 coalesced on the Paradis Platz, playing Monopoly and sipping free coffee from a stand. Well, anyway, in Taiwan, several hundred demonstrators sat mostly quiet outside the Taipei World Financial Center, known as Taipei 101 in Taiwan. They sat mostly quiet. As the semi-automatic rifles were trained on their foreheads, probably. Anyway, Levin Zhang, 22, an English major at Taipei's Fuzhen Catholic University, joined others singing the communist anthem La Internationale in front of a Hermes watch shop. Wow. I'm angry about the unjust capitalist society, he said. I'm anti-capitalism. So I guess he would just prefer to remain unemployed and on the dole. Anyway, rather much the way it goes when you're living in communist-occupied planet Earth. But let us continue. The Republicans can't seem to get it right, neither will the Democrats. But the Republicans and the Democrats disagree on how to save the defense budget. Well, you see, the defense budget is the problem, if you really want to know my opinion. But Roxana Tyrone, writing this one for Bloomberg, U.S. Representative Howard P. Buck McKeown, the California Republican who leads the U.S. House Armed Services Committee, and Adam Smith, no relation to the economist, of Washington, the panel's top Democrat. Well, he could be an, I don't know, Will, he could be a distant relative. Why not? With a name like Adam Smith, I won't take it away from him. The panel's top Democrat are urging Congress Super Committee to avoid further cuts to the Pentagon's budget. Oh, boy. You know which side of the bread they butter. Their Senate counterparts are doing the same, where they disagree as on how that might be done. The two House colleagues yesterday released their letters to the Super Committee. It's not the Super Committee, moron. It's Joint Select Committee on Deficit Reduction. Get it right. We've got enough committees. Let's at least keep their names properly in our memories. The two House colleagues yesterday released their letters to the Super Committee, which is tasked with cutting the federal deficit by up to $1.5 trillion over the next decade, which, by the way, is chump change. In a grossly long time period. We better get our act together quicker than in the next 10 years. How about the next 10 months? McKeown called on a panel to find reductions in non-defense entitlements. And so rather than cutting back from Lockheed Martin and Boeing Aerospace and, DuPonts, etc., no, they're going to go in and whack Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security, so on and so forth. Smith pressed the special panel to increase federal revenue instead. So just write up more checks. Create more bond and indebtedness. McKeown said that his message to the 12-member super committee is to find the cuts out of the mandatory side. Out of the mandatory side. Well, Smith, in a letter to the special panel, said that including revenues in an overall balanced approach to deficit reduction is the best course of action for the committee. Right? Including revenues. We need to revenue a little bit more. They're revenuing in your town. They're probably trying to revenue you. Of course, little or none of that will ever make it all the way up to the Fed. Gov, they're going to have to cut back in important places. In the Senate, Carl Levine, or Levin, of Michigan, chairman of the Armed Services Panel, and John McStain of Arizona. Talk about a war hawk. That guy is sick. Anyway, the panel's top Republican repeatedly said this month and last that they wouldn't recommend further cuts beyond the roughly $450 billion in reductions already projected over the next 10 years, well, they got 600 and plus billion a year just right on the top that they could cut, but they're going to spread the 450 billion out over 10 years or 45 billion a year, which isn't going to amount to a hill of beans or a row of peas. Anyway, a billion is a billion, more than I've got. Hawaii Democrat Daniel Inouye, who leads the Senate Appropriations Panel, said last week that cutting the defense budget more than already planned would be detrimental to the nation's national security. That's right. You know, they're out there drilling the camels in the desert right now. The Islamic Muslim Brotherhood, you know, they're ready. They're ready to come into America. They are already here, probably, coming across the southern border by the droves. We have not been asked to make any additional recommendations on discretionary spending, Levin said. We may make recommendations on some of the entitlements. As if they're an entitlement. You've already paid for it your whole life. Well, here's an entitlement. Anadarko is to pay $4 billion to settle a spill claim to BP. Kerry Lundgren and Brian Swint writing this one for Bloomberg. BP PLC, the operator of the Macondo, well, Macondo gently weeps, the operator of the Macondo well in the Gulf of Mexico that was the source of the worst U.S. oil spill last year. They're still stuck on stupid with that oil spill comment. Anyway, said Anadarko Petroleum Corporation will pay $4 billion to settle all claims over the disaster. We don't know who they're going to pay the $4 billion to, but it's far too little, although they are not as culpable alone. Anadarko, which had a 25% stake in the well, will no longer pursue allegations of gross negligence against BP. So I guess this is like copping a plea bargain, all right? They'll cough up the $4 billion and they'll stop going after BP for gross negligence. The payment will be made in a single cash sum. You know, Anadarko, you got to look at the boards of directors, folks. This is all interlinked, interoperable, interconnected stuff. The payment will be made in a single cash sum and will be put in the $20 billion trust, being used to repay claims and damages. Of course, the $20 billion trust that's being used to repay claims and damages has scarcely been touched. I mean, it's more secure than the Social Security lockbox. So they're going to make a single sum cash payment. Cash? Are they really? Gold? Silver? Or just funny money? Or just digits? All right? It's going to be digits. And so they'll put the digits in with the $20 billion trust being used not to repay any claim or damages. Under the terms of the deal, Anadarko will transfer its stake in the Macondo well back to BP. Now that they got it under control, Anadarko steps aside. BP controls the interest. Oh, yeah. The company said in separate statements today, the Anadarko settlement will be a boost to BP as the oil company prepares for a February trial in New Orleans to establish liability for the catastrophe. BP would face higher fines if it's found guilty of gross negligence for the spill. So I guess it was worth them to elbow Anadarko into jumping up $4 billion, even if it's just digits that goes into a trust fund, not cash. Anyway, you can see how interested BP would be in that. BP would face higher fines if it's found guilty of gross negligence, which pumped almost 5 million barrels of crude into the Gulf. Now, I'd have to go back and check all of my bookmark sites, but that number was never confirmed. It's just a number. You know, it's like 6 million Jews. Sounds good. Sounds good. They know how to write that, and they can teach it in schools, right? 5 million barrels.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music.
Full range of electronics.
Computer and office.
Sports and outdoors.
Dry storable and organic foods.
Health and wellness.
Survival and tactical gear.
Home and garden and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hey America, it's your old friend W here. Do not tune into True Frequency Radio with Chris and Sherry every Saturday at 10 p.m. Central here on Oracle Broadcasting. Otherwise, the terrorists win.
You know, so if I were to go up on the web in the mornings, you know, and type in something like, you know, police taser granny or police state news, have a whole basket full of different kinds of news each day to go through, and I'm sure there's plenty of it out there today and many others will cover it. I'm going up on the Bloomberg website, just follow these stories that they've been floating in the financial circles for, well, years. Anyway, continuing along a little bit further, looking at the financial aspects of all of this, the Anadarko settlement will be a boost to BP. Anything that's good for the bottom line, I guess, is good for the bottom line. As the oil company prepares for a February trial in New Orleans to establish liability for the catastrophe, or catastrophe, as Rob Schotter would like to call it, a catastrophe, I think it's a delightful contraction between catastrophe and disaster, a catastrophe, BP would face higher fines if it's again found guilty of gross negligence. And this is likely to be seen as good news for BP and will increase pressure on Transocean and Halliburton to do what? To settle ahead of the multi-district litigation. Oriel Securities Limited said in a note to clients, upon which then BP's stock shares gained as much as 5.7% in London, and Anadarko rose 3.9%. So I guess it's good for their bottom line that they settled early, and if Halliburton and Transocean get in line, why, they'll all just profit handsomely, no doubt. The cost of the settlement will be $5 a share after tax, so they're going to, what do they say, socialize the losses and privatize the
profits, with the $4 billion payment applied to third quarter results, the Woodland, Texas-based Anadarko said today in a filing. Anadarko said it will use cash on hand and draw on $5 billion of bank credit to pay BP within 45 days and draw on $5 billion worth of bank credit. Cash on hand, they had $7.26 in the petty cash drawer, and then to that they're going to add $5 billion of bank digits to pay BP, which BP will promptly deposit, no doubt, into the same bank that extended the credit, and it'll be a sum zero gain. Though the agreement does not provide indemnification against fines, fees, penalties, taxes... You're going into the civil rights. Though the agreement does not provide indemnification against fines and penalties, punitive damages, or certain other potential claims, we do not consider these items to represent a significant financial risk to Anadarko. So, you know, they're getting spanked, but like I said, it's all in the family. They'll all dine together at the pig trough later. BP will withdraw claims of $6.1 billion against Anadarko, the company said. Under the terms of the settlement, both parties agreed to drop claims against the other. Anadarko and BP have agreed to work together with respect to indemnified claims, and Anadarko has the opportunity for a 12.5% participation in recoveries from others in insurance proceedings exceeding $1.5 billion and up to a total cap of $1 billion. So they're still going to get their insurance money on the deal. Curse the people that live in the Gulf and all of the rest of us that are doing without shrimp, seafood, and having to deal with the Corexit rain. Well, I guess we're just left in the lurch, baby. We're not in the money train. The Macondo well blowout and the explosion that followed killed 11 workers. Now they're just doing a little history. There's clear progress with parties stepping forward to meet their obligations. It's time for the contractors, including Transocean and Halliburton, to do the same. So, it continues. And it continues. Wall Street, of course, protests. Well, we covered that one. Let's go over here and go to the next one. Scroll all the way over here and open up another bunch. Now, this is a good one. I heard a rather interesting broadcast over the weekend. I think it was on Rule of Law Week Radio, and it was Deborah Stevens, I believe, interviewing a weatherman. Now, I could be mistaken on all of that. I have to check my radio log. But quite a bit of manipulation going on in the weather these days. Obsolete Thai weather radar blamed for failure to predict rain severity. I mean, if you're trying to use traditional meteorological tools, you find that your box is pretty empty. You don't have what it takes. The reason that you don't have what it takes is because if you went to school and studied meteorology, you were expecting to deal with whatever the Creator could throw at the planet Earth. But the Creator ain't throwing things at the planet Earth near as often today as the weather manipulators are throwing things at the weather. And Thailand got bit in the butt. But listen as this story unfolds and notice the similarities, what happened why not Minot and the flooding that happened up there. Thailand's weather service blamed obsolete equipment. See, if you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do. And so let's go ahead and blame the obsolete equipment. Why? Because then we can get new equipment. We're always overworked, understaffed, and underfunded. So let's buy new equipment and put some money in somebody else's pocket, but it still doesn't change anything. Thailand's weather service blamed obsolete equipment for failing to predict the severity of rains that killed 307 people, right? That'd be 614 feet. You know, you could multiply it by 10 and get the fingers and the toes. Saying authorities ignored upgrade requests that could have mitigated the impact of flooding. I don't know what kind of equipment you could possibly buy, other than crystal balls and Ouija boards, to predict the weather these days on planet Earth. Requests from Thailand's meteorological department for a $4 billion baht, or $130 million, I guess you don't bot much with bots, overhaul of its radar and modeling systems.
have gone unheeded since 2009, Deputy Director General Sum Chai Beng Muang said. The new equipment allowed the department to more accurately forecast seasonal rains. Of course, if they had the direct telephone number and a cell phone, they could call the weather manipulators and say, what the hell are you going to do next week? If they would even tell them. You know, but they could look up in the sky and look for all of the chemtrails, and then they could maybe extrapolate from there. You know, it's all energy. Anyway, he said, giving dam operators information needed to adjust the water levels. So I guess it's the water levels. Let's blame the water levels in the dam. If we can get this new system, it can help people. Sam Chai said in a phone interview yesterday, no one expected rainfall would be this much. call Weather Modification, Inc. and see what they're up to this week. Right now, our system, including hardware and software, is obsolete. Well, any weather modeling system today would be obsolete. You just aren't tapped in, baby. The difficulty in managing monsoon rains. Ask the people in Texas. How are the weather forecasters working out down there? Ask the people here in Missouri, where we went the entire summer without a drop of rain. Temperatures over 100 degrees. Right? I mean, it went from spring. Somebody threw the switch. We went into drought, and then they threw the switch, and then we went into fall with no rain. Well, anyway, no one expected rainfall would be this much. Right now, our system, again, including hardware and software, is obsolete. The difficulty in managing monsoon rains may shave 1.5 percentage points off growth in Southeast Asia's second biggest economy as floods force companies, including Toyota Motor Corporation and Sony, to close factories. The deluge, isn't that handy? Close the factories at a time when no one's buying. That way they're not stuck with backlogs. They can throw everybody out of work. Works real good for the global economy. The deluge has also damaged 13% of the rice fields in the world's biggest exporter of the grain. Well, what happened to the rice now? We reported on that in Texas. What's happened to the rice production in Arkansas? What about in Missouri? Well, hey, if you eat rice like I do, look out. The prices are likely to go up. I hope you bought a 20-pound bag in the spring. Bumibol Dam, Thailand's largest, retained most of its water prior to the August to ensure sufficient supply for irrigating crops in the dry season. See, that's what we did here. Corps of Engineers, of course, you know, they weren't paying attention to the snowpack, and they allowed the dam to get full of water. The impoundment behind the dam, of course. Anyway, in the dry season, according to Bunan Chuan Chavalit, who oversees its operation for state-run electricity generating authority of Thailand. Part of the problem. They have a state-run electricity generating authority of Thailand, but of course we'll be having that here too soon enough. The amount of precipitation since then caught the officials off guard, he said. Damn, look at all that rain. Maybe Noah's coming. I don't know. Should we build an ark? Perhaps. Start calling in the animals, two by two.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com.
Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local. Blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to hour number two of today's Monday, Moonday, October the 17th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. And with July, Monday through Fridays, we do right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, we have a chat room. Become vocallocal.com. You can jump in and join the chatters that are in there right now and have a good time. Learn something new. A big banner up there that Truth TV World News. JFK was assassinated by the CIA. George H.W. Bush was involved. I wonder, that's such old news. I wonder maybe if I live long enough, maybe I'll live long enough, we'll be able to see it finally in banner headlines. Adolf Hitler didn't kill 6 million Jews. That'd be great, wouldn't it? I mean, that'd be like the completion. I could go right to my grave with a smile on my face if that would finally make headline news. Anyway, it probably won't. Let's go back to the discussion about rain. Rain in Thailand. Rain in Thailand. Here's the quote. We were aware rainfall would increase this year, but didn't anticipate that it would be a massive amount. Now, my question is... How did he figure out that rainfall would increase this year? Did he not have the right telephone number? He wasn't going up to the supervisor, I can tell that. He must have been dealing with the receptionist. So anyway, when he called Weather Control, Inc., they told him it would go up this year, but they didn't know it was going to be a massive amount. We've released some water by considering weather and flooding conditions since late July. Releasing so much water would worsen the flood situation. So instead of blowing out all the dikes and the levees like they did... along the, Missouri River. Well, they're having this similar thing over there. What goes around comes around. You know, once they figure out a trick, they'll use the trick in every country. That's the idea of globalism. That's why we don't want to be under a one-world globalist government. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And what works here might work someplace else. Use it again and again. They like to do that. In June and July, authorities released an average of 4.5 million cubic meters of water per day from the Bommy Bowl Dam, or the Boomy Bowl Dam, as the water level increases 63% of its capacity, double the amount stored in the same period a year earlier, according to the data from the Royal Irrigation Department. So it's the same sort of a thing, just massive flooding of farmland. The discharge increased to 22 million cubic meters per day on an average in August and 26 million in September. From October 1 to October the 14th, as the floods left hundreds of thousands scrambling for temporary shelter, an average of 77 million cubic meters has been released downstream each day, more than 17 times as much as in June and July, the data showed. I mean, they're killing people. They got the floodgates open, and they're just releasing water, and people are scrambling. Well, you know, that's Thailand. Maybe they need to invest in semaphores or handy-talkies or something like that. Well, if the water was released from the dams in a proper way, the flooding would be less severe. Well, hell, we don't want that. We want it to be severe. So we just open the gates, and we go to the whorehouse. They just kept on collecting water so they have as much as possible to use in the dry season, and this is the main problem. The dams are full because the rainfall in the northern part of the country reached a new record high this year. It's not true that we reduced the water released because we were concerned about water shortage. The people who said this just want to fight a scapegoat. Well, they just go on finger pointing. That's what they're doing in Thailand. We did the same thing in America anyway. There's the next one, Walmart. China
chief resigns. Walmart China chief resigns. Wow. As the retailer faces a pork probe. Don't you hate it when the pork probes? Ooh, ooh. Faces a pork probe. Somebody poking the Pillsbury Doughboy in his belly or what? This by Bloomberg News. Nobody wants to claim this story. I will, though. Walmart pork probe. Wow.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So just a tad bit further with the news basket here this morning. Walmart China chief resigns as a retailer faces a pork probe. Yeah. Anyway, Walmart said Ed Chan, the president of its China operations, quit as the company grapples with a pork labeling probe that shut all 13 of its stores in Chongqing City and led to the detention of at least 27 people. I don't know what was going wrong with that pork, boy, but they got the label wrong. Anyway, maybe they were labeling it as prime beef or something, prime rib. Chan's resignation was for personal reasons and not connected to the investigation. Anthony Rose said he was probably feared for his life. A Hong Kong-based spokesman at the world's largest retailer said by phone today, Clara Wong, senior vice president for people, also quit for personal reasons, Rose said. The senior vice president for people.
That's the People's Republic of China. Kind of interesting, the senior vice president for people. Anyway, Walmart's workforce in China has almost tripled to about 100,000 people since Chan's appointment in 2006. In the same period, Walmart has faced 21 cases of sales of expired or unexpected food and false advertising in Chongqing, as China boosts security of food retailers following scandals over the sale of melamine-tainted milk and reprocessed cooking oil. It's going to be very difficult for Walmart to be able to open new stores and be able to regain the trust of consumers, said Sean Ryan, the founder of China Market Research Group. Today, by phone, I expect Walmart to face some serious challenges going forward. So, Wally World in the news. Germany shoots down dreams of a swift euro crisis solution. Of course, you jump over here and take a look at Market Watch and see what's happening. The Dow is now off 133. The NASDAQ is off 27. The S&P 500 is off 13. And gold is up a buck on this news, by the way. Germany shoots down the dreams of swift euro crisis solution. Rainier Blumgren and Tony Zaka, must be Polish or something, writing this one collaboratively, no doubt, for Bloomberg. I wonder who the translator was. Germany said that European leaders won't provide the complex or the complete fix to the euro area debt crisis that global policymakers are pushing for at an October 23rd summit. Now, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 earlier articles on the browser. They're still there. I'm not going to them now. That had to do with all the variations of this story from Thursday last week up until today. All right? So they had all of these, you know, they were laying out the roses, man. They had it all set up. Everything was going to go good. But Germany said the European leaders won't provide the complete fix on the October 23rd summit. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has made it clear that, quote, dreams that are taking hold again now that with this package everything will be solved and everything will be over on Monday won't be able to be fulfilled. Stefan Seibert, Merkel's chief spokesman, said at a briefing in Berlin today, the search for an end to the crisis, quote, surely extends well into next year. So we're never going to let a crisis go to waste. We'll just keep the Greek debt crisis going. All right. We'll roll out the retreads each week with a new story. On the summit agenda is how any recapitalization of Europe's banks might be carried out in a coordinated way. Recapitalization of the banks. In other words, turn on the press, run it like a fire hose, and throw money at the situation. Yeah, that's what they're going to do. The euro retreated from a one-month high against the dollar, blah, blah, blah. One-week deadline. While European leaders gave themselves 1 week to settle differences and flesh out a strategy to stop the sovereign debt crisis, global finance chiefs warned that the failure to do so would threaten the world economy. Sounds kind of like U.S. Congress, doesn't it? Little Timmy Geithner in there, waggling his tongue. Benjamin Shalom Bernanke. Wow. The risk of a recession would be increased dramatically were the Europeans to fail to accomplish goals they've set for themselves. Of course, and on all this news, gold went up a little bit. Anyway, that's enough of all that news. Anyway, let's go on to something else. Anyway, let's see what they've got over there. Anyway, nope, that's enough of the news. And go back into something else. An inquiry into the original of our ideas of beauty and virtue. You want to know where the pursuit of happiness comes from? Largely from this mind right here. Francis Hutcheson writing, although we can't write out Bernamacqui, he may have had something to do with it. The original of government, talked a little bit about this before, going to go a little bit further into it this morning, that all human power or authority must consist in a right transferred to any person or council to dispose of the alienable rights of others. Now, we talk about unalienable or unalienable rights, and then there's a modern perversion floating around, inalienable rights. But we can go all the way back here to the time
of Francis Hutcheson before the founding of this great land and pick up this word and this usage of alienable rights. So let's get it again. That all human capital P power or capital A authority must consist in a capital R right transferred to any capital P person or capital C council to dispose of the alienable rights of others. What can be alienated? What can be aliened away from you? What can be leaned or aliened, or what is alien? We've gone through all that before. What can be? To dispose of the alienable rights, you can't get into the unalienable rights. That's the laws of nature, and nature's God. All right? Nobody can actually restrict your movement for long. Laws that try and attempt that impossibility will fail in their face. Nobody's going to pass a law that says you can only breathe on Tuesdays and Thursdays, for goodness sake. Can't happen. Man doesn't work that way. And that consequently, there can be no government so absolute as to have an external right to do or command everything. And our founders were aware of the writings of Sir Francis Hutcheson. And so when Thomas Jefferson and boys were penning the Declaration of Independence, they used that unalienable right that men are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable or unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And that governments are instituted to secure the blessing of those. So they understand all this. There can be no government so absolute as to have an external right to do or command everything. Even though Barry the Usurper and Jorge Bush before him and Clinton before him and George Herbert Walker Bush and all the way back to the beginning have been trying to do that, there can be no government so absolute as to have even an external, capital R, right to do or command everything. That's why we call it limited government. Well, we'll find out about that right here. A prince or a council or both jointly may be variously capital L limited. All right, we're in a section titled Limited Government. We're going to find out a little bit more about that right after this.
That the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants, from hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
So for all our listeners who frequent this little internet homeschool classroom of the philosophically radical people, anyway, we all understand who the philosophical radicals are. Of course, it's Jeremy Bentham and the boys. We'll talk about those in a moment. But again, we can find from these words a prince or a council. We now understand this idea of the prince from classical legal positivism, this notion from Machiavelli, that whatever the prince says has the force and effect of law. This is legal positivism. Right? This is this idea that all human power authority must consist in a right transferred to any person or a council to dispose of the alienable rights of others. Some things you can alienate, some things you can't. Right? But those things that can be alienated through the work of legal positivism, where a prince or a council, or both jointly, may be variously unlimited in the things that they do. Whatever they say has the force and effect of law. Of course, it's based upon voluntary compliance. You're going to have to comply, all right? And if you're not voluntarily compliant, it's curious that voluntary compliance is the Republican way of styling that. Affirmative action is the Democratic Party way of stating that. You'll find the words used interchangeably in a lot of writings. But again, a prince or a council, changing the topic here to limited government, going away from legal positivism, but a prince or a council, or both jointly, may be variously limited. If we go back and study François Guizot, the history of representative government in Europe, and keep in mind my quest here, which is the restoration of a constitutionally limited republican form of representative government in all our several states, then either when the consent of the one may be necessary to the validity of the acts of the other, or when in the very constitution of this supreme power, which certain affairs are expressly exempted from the jurisdiction of the prince or the council, or both jointly, as when several independent states uniting form a general council, from whose cognizance they expressly reserve certain privileges in the very formation of this council, or when in the very constitution of any state a certain method of election of the person of the prince or of the members of the Supreme Council is determined, and the intention of their assembling declared, period, in all such cases it is not the power of such prince, council, or both jointly, to alter the very form of government, or to take away that right which the people have to be governed in such a manner by a prince or council thus elected, without the universal consent of the very people who have subjected them to this form of government, so that there may be a very regular state where there is no universal absolute power lodged either in one person or council or in any other assembly beside that of the whole people associated into the state, to say that upon a change attempted in the very form of government by the supreme power, the people have no remedy according to the Constitution itself, will not prove that the supreme power has such a right, unless we confound all ideas of right with those of external force. The only remedy, indeed, in that case, is an universal insurrection against such perfidious atrocities. And now go back once again and read your Declaration of Independence. Go back once again and look at the Constitution. And while you're at it, look up the word Constitution. Some would say Constitution. But if you'll go and look at the definition of Constitution, and look at it from the Latin, and look at it from the Greek, and look at it in all the ways necessary, and especially go back into Webster's, Noah Webster's 18 and 28, I think you'll come away with a vastly different opinion than that which is floated so often in Patriot. You wonder why they use that terminology, radio. All right, the Constitution is the government. As Aristotle said, in a republic, the Constitution is the government. And you have a Constitution, I have a Constitution. It's our body, it's the framework, it's how we work, it's how we live, it's what we do. So, anyway. I don't know, chipping at me on the side. Thanks, Jason. Tell me that I have spinach between my front teeth. Anyway, continuing. Limited government, again. Very important to understand this. And it's coming from Francis Hutcheson. Despotic power is that which persons injured may acquire over those criminals whose lives, consistently with public safety, they may prolong, that by their labors they may repair the damages they have done, right? Or over those who stand obliged to a greater value than all their goods and labors can possibly amount to. This power itself is limited to the goods and labors only of the criminals or debtors, and includes no right to tortures, prostitution, or any rights of the governed which are naturally unalienable. Please be aware, all right? He's using the word unalienable. Francis Hutcheson. Very influential to our founders. Or to anything which is not of some moment. But again, he's no right to torture or prostitutions or any rights of the governed which are naturally unalienable or unalienable. Or to anything which is not of some moment toward repair of damage, payment of debt, or security against future offenses. The characteristic of despotic, and it's despotic is the way that he's writing it, despotic power, is this, quote, that it is solely intended for the good of the governors, without any tacit trust of consulting the good of the governed. So a despot is only looking out for their own kind. You might say that what we're seeing in Washington, D.C., and many of our state houses, unfortunately in some of our county councils, all up and down the Klamath River, in the United Nations secretariats, all of these various agencies that were created in the alphabet soup world of the post-Franklin Delano Roosevelt, all of this despotic government, the characteristic of despotic power is this, quote, that is solely intended for the good of the governor, without any tacit trust of consulting the good of the governed. And again, this system, we have not only the right, but the duty to throw off that form of despotism and to reinstitute among ourselves a government that will respect our unalienable, creator-given rights. From the idea of right, as explained above, we must necessarily conclude there can be no right or limitation of right inconsistent with or opposite to the greatest public good. And this opens up what would become Jeremy Bentham and
James Mill and John Austin, the rest of them, the idea of the greatest good of the greatest number. And it's important to know where these things come from, how they were styled, who styled them, and what we can gain from knowing that information. We'll be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it.
You found it.
This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so going just a little bit further here with our friend, at least my friend, as I'm so glad I found this writer, this author. And you can find this book for your own library from the Liberty Fund Books. Liberty Fund Books. It's out of the Natural Law and Enlightenment Classics series, an inquiry into the original of our ideas of beauty and virtue. There's so much to the natural law that it is well worth your time and energy to study it. But Francis Hutcheson had a obvious, profound impact on at least some of our founders, and his work and his ideas and much of his philosophy found its way into our founding documents. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Now, if you dig deep enough, you'll find these things, and especially if you've ever wondered why all that capitalization in our documents. Well, I think, you know, you can go right here and find it. Now, did Francis Hutcheson pick it up from someone else, perhaps?
you know, what do we know that's original thought? What do we know that's original knowledge? What do we know today that we didn't learn from someone yesterday? What do we repeat today that we didn't pick up from another source? Here a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept, we add a little bit to our treasure chest of knowledge each day. But continuing, and just closing on this, is that, I'm going to have to just jump in because there's so much here. From the idea of right, as above explained, we must necessarily conclude that, quote, there can be no right or limitation of right inconsistent with or opposite to the greatest public good. And therefore, in cases of extreme necessity, when the state cannot otherwise be preserved from ruin, it must certainly be just and good in limited governors or in any other person who can do it to use the force of the state for its own preservation beyond the limits fixed by the Constitution in some transitory acts which are not to be made precedents. So there is from time to time when a country is on the verge of ruin, perhaps that was part of the motivation behind Avraham Springsteen and his radical red Republicans when they elected to attack the South in such a horrific manner and practiced what we could consider an unjust and total war on them. But afraid that the Union would fail, he went to use the force of the state for its own preservation beyond the limits fixed by the Constitution. Perhaps you could say same in regards to the Patriot Act or the creation of the Department of Homeland Security or the TSA or prohibition against talk radio guys, you know, spewing their venom on air or whatever. Maybe they feel threatened there in Washington District of Creeps and Criminals. Maybe they're really concerned that there will actually be some Norwegians and some Swedes that will descend down there and maybe erect some palaces of justice out of good Oklahoma or Missouri oak. And maybe we'll have some folk come down from Canada and bring us some good sturdy hemp rope, and maybe we'll proceed to test and exercise the palaces of judgment one Congress who are at a time. I don't know. Maybe they're concerned about that. But continuing here, he says, and on the other hand, when an equal necessity to avoid ruin requires it, the subjects may justly resume the powers. Now remember, he's writing from the perspective of a Scotsman on the island over there with England. That's why they still call it the subjects. We're not subjects here. We're not subject at all to monarchies. We are republics. The subjects may justly resume the powers ordinarily lodged in their governors. You see, we lodge those powers in the governors. They don't have the power, any power other than what we lodged in them. Or may counteract them. That's right. That's right. We don't buy in. We know that when we put our hands out for unearned shackles, that the shackles of control are inevitably clamped upon us, which is why we become vocal local right where we are in our towns, our cities, in our counties, in our states. We need to rid ourselves of the middlemen, the established two-party political system that represent the parties, not the people. Parties and factions are a bane to our existence. This privilege of flagrant necessity we all allow in defense of the most perfect private rights. And if public rights are of more extensive importance, so are the public necessities. Public necessities. Is it needful for the United States to maintain a bloated behemoth military in 130 countries around the world with over 650 military bases? Or is it necessary for us to take care of our aged and our infirm? I ask you. These necessities must be very grievous and flagrant, otherwise they can never overbalance the evils of violating a tolerable constitution. And we have a most tolerable Constitution if we would but use it. By an arbitrary act of power on the one hand, or by an insurrection, or by civil war on the other, no person or state can be happy where they do not think their important rights are secured from the cruelty, the avarice, the ambition, or the caprice of their governors. No person or state can be happy. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. Just drop down a little bit further here. See if I can find the beginning of this lengthy sentence. Well, gosh, there is no beginning to this lengthy sentence. Let's start in on it. Whatever temporary acts, therefore, may be allowed in extraordinary cases, whatever may be lawful in the transitory act of a bold legislator, who without previous consent should rescue a slavish nation and place their affairs so in the hands of a person or a council elected or limited by themselves that they should soon have confidence in their own safety and in the wisdom of the administration, yet as to the fixed state which should ordinarily obtain in all communities, since no assumer of government can so demonstrate his superior wisdom or goodness to the satisfaction and security of the governed as is necessary to their happiness, this must follow, quote, that except when men for their own interest or out of public love have by consent subjected their actions or their goods within certain limits to the disposal of others, no mortal can have a right from his superior wisdom or goodness or any other quality to give laws to others without their consent, express or tacit, or to dispose of the fruits of their labors or of any other right whatsoever, period. And therefore, superior wisdom or goodness gives no right to men to govern others. Now, if we could be that wise and eloquent in the 1700s, don't you think we could replicate that today? I mean, really. Jumping forward and back into the A.V. Dicey lectures, here, Law and Public Opinion, lectures on the relation between law and public opinion. Public opinion means something. People are out all around the world right now occupying this and occupying that. Public opinion means something, and it influences law and legislation. But into this particular section in Lecture 12, carrying on relatively ahead of where we left off, jurisprudence, again, was in the hands of Austin, as of James Mill and of Jeremy Bentham. The application to existing legal conceptions of that analysis of current ideas to which the Benthamites had devoted their powers. The object of Austin's province of jurisprudence determined, the province of jurisprudence determined, it's a book or a writing, is simply to analyze with accuracy law, quote-unquote sovereignty, quote-unquote obligation, and other legal expressions. You see, we've been asking these sovereignty questions for a long time. We've been scratching our noggins about law for a long time. We've been trying to figure out obligation for a long time, which ordinary Englishmen in a vague way understand, but to which, until aided by careful definition, they attach no very precise meaning. And you're sure not going to get it in school. So you got to come to this little internet homeschool classroom Monday through Friday to get a dose of it. This analytical method, which was pursued by the Benthamites in every department of thought and which characterizes their ethical and economic speculations no less than their jurisprudence, has no connection with historical inquiry or research, which it practically discourages or excludes. Pick it up right there with Austin's province of jurisprudence determined.
We all
all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans. The program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, this peculiar analytical method pursued by the Benthamites, all right, finally found its way into Austin's Province of Jurisprudence Determined, which was published in 1832. It belongs in its whole tendency to the era of the Reform Act. The Reform Act, you can go back and look at that, the Reform Act in England, and so much of what then would come to the United States, the several states, you know, is based upon that Reform Act. Everything that happens in England finds its way over here. It seems to be the way it is. They visit upon the folk over there, and then they bring it over here. But it belongs in its whole tendency to the era of the Reform Act. It is a work of rare power, but when first published, it did not obtain any wide notice, and that happens a lot. The second edition appeared after the author's death in 1861. So now we're just basically bracketing the time of the Civil War, the War of Northern Aggression, and then assuredly affected the thoughts of many readers. But by one of the curious paradoxes of which history is full, Austin's work produced its greatest effect just at the time when the power of the school to which he belonged was passing away. So we transition from the time period of the philosophical radicalism of Bentham into and John Austin into their son James John Mill into James Mill's time period. John Stuart Mill. Gosh, I'll get it right immediately. John Stuart Mill and his utilitarian thinking. Of course, as I've shared with you in the past, and it's why we're here doing what we're doing. We're still considering positivism. Haven't let up for a moment, you know. But it was because of John Stuart Mill eventually revulsion that the idea, when Auguste Comte came up with his catechism for the positive religion or the universal religion of humanity, that he could see that Comte had gone full circle with his positivist philosophy, his positivist polity, and his positivist religion, that he had all the bases covered and that positivism was going to be the thing. And he went right back to England and wrote On Liberty. That's food for another day. And dropping down a little bit more. So there's more that we can find out about that. But anyway, at this particular time, the second edition of his jurisprudence was, by the date of its publication, placed in curious juxtaposition with another celebrated book, which also appeared in 1861, and brought into fashion among Englishmen a new spirit of legal speculation. In Maine, M-A-I-N-E apostrophe S, in Maine's ancient law, its connections with the early history of society and its relation to modern ideas. Right, that's a book. Ancient law, colon, its connection with the early history of society and its relation to modern ideas. The full title of the book is very significant. You can still indeed trace the deep respect felt by him and his generation for Bentham. We may even doubt whether he distinctly realized the breach between his own theories and Benthamite doctrine. There's some footnotes here. I'll spare you those, but they're revealing as well. But though Maine may have looked from a legislative point of view with favor on the principle of utility, his ancient law and his other works have no more to do with utilitarianism than with any other ethical theory. Under his guidance, we pass from the analysis to the history of legal ideas. We are introduced to the historical method. And that's important because we're going to go from this historical method now. This is the same sort of stuff that Auguste Comte and Henry St. Simon, although Henry much less so than Comte, but Auguste Comte was one of these historical guys, remember. He brought us out this idea of the three stages of human development, that man as an infant, as a young man in his life, allegorically, is theological in nature. And he's ruled over by priests and priest kings. And that as the man, as mankind grows older, he moves into a new stage. He comes out of the theological stage, and he moves into this new phase of his life where he's more questioning of things in all the things that he does. And then finally, as an old man, he comes into the positive stage of human life, which is where we are right now, man's development on the planet, according to Auguste Comte. We would move into this positive stage, the techno-totalitarian age, and we're in it. So then it continues, he's let us now turn from alterations of view in different departments of thought to similar revolutions of belief recorded in the lives of known leaders of public opinion. And I should also say, this idea of the historical method is not only in the writings of Karl Mordecai Marx, but you can find the same things with Carol Quigley in his History of Civilizations. And Edward McNall Burns, same way, the historical method. Let us now turn from the alterations of view in different departments of thought to similar revolutions of beliefs recorded in the lives of known leaders of public opinion. And it's curious here that the first one that we're going to really be getting into is Harriet Martineau and some others. But Harriet Martineau, of course, she did the only authorized translation of Auguste Comte's writings. This mode of looking at our subject is one of great advantage. It affords protection against the fallacy of abstraction, which consists in the delusion that abstract terms such as optimism, individualism, Benthamism, collectivism, and the like afford the explanation of facts, of which they are no more than the summary and therefore always imperfect statements. That's so important. Because we're out there, you know, we all collectivism on the, and we see the, you know, protesters, you know, singing the communist anthem, you know, La Internationale, and they are opposed to capitalism. But do they understand capitalism beyond this, the name of it? Are they pointing their fingers and waggling at something that is far bigger than they realize? You can say things, abstract terms such as optimism, individualism, Benthamism, collectivism, and they afford the and the like afford the explanation of facts of which they are no more than the summary, and therefore always imperfect statements. Came across a word I can't think of it right at the moment, but yes, it's concatenation, concatenation. Looking up another word in the dictionary over the weekend, came up with that concatenation. I knew that from the early TRS-80 training that I got from Radio Shack. Concatenation was important. You had to learn how to concatenate when you were in the early days of DOS and Unix and things like that, Xenix. Concatenate, but it's like links. It's like we use links all the time in our articles today and on the websites, links. This is concatenation, hooking these links together, forging a long chain of links. Line upon line, precept upon precept, links that we'll use to bind down a despotic government, so on and so forth. And that's what all of these isms are. They're just summary statements of a much greater study that is concatenated with everything that came before it. Public opinion itself is, after all, a mere abstraction. It is not a power which has any independent existence. You can say that again, Wall Street, you know, occupy this as a classic. It has no independent existence. It is simply a general term for the beliefs held by a number of individual human beings. And if you have access to the microphone, or if you have access to the airwaves, if you have access to the TV or the print media, then a very small number of people can actually bring forward their opinion as though that was the 99%, when it's far from that. If we are not to become the dupes of abstract conceptions, we must individualize them and fix our attention upon the thoughts and the beliefs of men who have lived and worked and whose ideas are known to us through their conduct, their writings, or their biographies. We had far better think about Blackstone than about Blackstonianism, about Bentham or the Two Mills than about Benthamism, about Sadler and Lord Shaftesbury than about the undeveloped socialism of the factory movement. You see, every one of these isms, as I've learned in my own research over the years, every single one of these isms, if you'll dig deeply, you will find almost invariably a founder. And when you can find the founder and get into his or her writings, in almost inevitably, you will find their faith statement. And if you have the founder, you have the faith statement, and you have the ism, you can come to knowledge of what they're trying to say. Well, that's it for today. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals, to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.